Hey, that must be the wainette. He appears about to start. Plenty of sunshine out there on the streets of downtown Northfield, Minnesota, the home of cows, colleges, and the Wayne Eddy Affair on 95.1 FM, the one, and of course, nearly 50 years of KYMN AM 1080 radio. Temperature is 1 degree, and it is plenty of sunshine out there. And I hope you got things done that you wanted to do outside, like take down your Christmas decorations on Wednesday when it got into the 40s. And now we're going into the weekend, a refrigerator, but good weather's coming our way in less than 10 days. Hey, you look familiar.
Yeah, maybe.
Haven't I seen you in this studio before?
I sneaked in a couple times on your invitation, yeah.
I think this is your third appearance on the Wayne Eddy Affair.
Fourth, if you include the band performing in here a year ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And today is February 16th, and the year, hey, kids, listen to this, the year's 2018. And my friend here, my gentle friend, is a musician, and he plays in with many bands in the past. Chance Meeting is the name of the band right now. His name is Robin Ness, and he is from Northfield, and he has children, and he has liked to promote the fact that they've got a big deal coming up. Chance Meeting this Sunday night, is it?
Chance Meetings, it's March 18th.
It's March.
A Sunday night, and it's at the Moravian Church here in Northfield. There's a good dinner beforehand, and then a concert following that.
What do they call the Moravian Church now? I drove by there, and I looked at there's a new name out there.
Yeah, I can't recall what it is.
The community church or the city church or the town church or whatever it is. Yeah. It's Sunday nights, and every third Sunday of the month.
I think that's right.
And you have what you call concerts and dinner, $8 to get in. You'll have something to eat, nothing real fancy, but certainly a good northern supper. And then, of course, listen to some great music by local people. Even Randy Ferguson's going to be performing
right.
In April, and Randy is a well-known and appreciated and respected guitarist,
yeah,
and an expert, I guess you could say.
Yeah, he plays all sorts of instruments.
Yeah, he retired from Farmington School District as a music teacher.
Okay.
So my guest this morning, Robin Ness, I'll give a disclaimer. He is not related to the Ness of the city council, the Brads and those Nesses. He's from a different clan altogether, from Hector, Minnesota.
That's right.
Where he was an outstanding quarterback and threw for 45 touchdowns in one game. Okay.
That would be the theater of the imagination, to be sure.
That's radio for you. And he is the father of Lorena, Liz, and Beth. Is that
Alyssa?
Correct?
Yeah, Alyssa and Bethany. Sure.
Alyssa. Mm-hmm. But you call her Lissy or Liz, don't you?
We call her Liz or Lissy occasionally.
Lissy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and right now you are a retired individual. We've taken you through your life, and if I recall, by the way, thanks to John Hiscox, the music director for the show, for lining you up. I appreciate that. And another thing that I do want to talk about is that you had a very interesting career. And you graduated in 1975, right,
yeah,
at the end of the Vietnam War. And you were born and raised on a farm.
That's right.
I was born and raised in a basement and never brought up. It's old, but when you hear
good
it
one.
First time. And as a young boy, you graduated from high school. You weren't real hardcore involved in things other than music.
Yeah.
And you got out of high school, and you decided that you wanted to, was it take a year off and then go to school?
Well, I went to college my first 2 years at Arizona State University in Tempe, and took a year out in between and played music full time.
Yeah, and you then went to the University of Minnesota, I believe.
That's correct. That's where I graduated.
And then I remember that you were a sales representative for Farm Magazine, mm-hmm. and sold ads, four color or black and white, mm-hmm. and different rates and different people, and real success, and then rejection, just like every salesperson goes through. And we took you through the sales thing. Then where?
After the magazine publishing business, I was in electronic information dissemination, DTN was what that was called, Data Transmission Network. That was a satellite delivery system. And
were you on the cusp of all that's going on today?
Certainly I was in action at the advent of the internet and how that has impacted, you know, print media. Certainly that's taken a chunk out of the budget that used to be devoted to print.
Yeah. Now, what were phones like, personal phones, like back when you first got your phone, let's say?
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't have cell phones early in my career. That came a while later. So it was always interesting when you were going to an appointment and you needed to call ahead to confirm with somebody. And you were driving through all these small towns in Iowa or Kansas or wherever you were driving across to get to where you were going. You had to always be on the lookout for a payphone. And sometimes you'd get soaked because it would be a downpour when you found a phone booth somewhere and you had to run across the street. And by the time you got protected inside the phone booth, you were soaked. And then to add insult to injury, sometimes the receiver was pulled out of the phone and there was nothing there to use. So that was always fun.
I remember as a kid, and I'm older than you by a generation, we always would check the little flip thing for coins.
The change receptacle, yeah.
And then we would also tape record the sound of nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Yeah.
And that'll be 45 cents, please. And you'd play that part of the recording of a quarter and a dime dropping in. Ding, ding. That's how they counted the money.
Sure.
And this is a horrible story. When I say horrible, it's icky story. Checking those coins, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody lobbed a goober in there.
Oh.
And you stick your finger in you. Oh, my God. I quit checking them after that. My guest this morning is Robin Ness on KYMN Radio. And did you have the big brick phone?
Yeah, the old Motorola. With the antenna sticking straight up out of the top of it, yeah.
And you carried them, some people carried them in a case.
Bag phone, yeah.
And they were heavy and not reliable.
No.
I remember the genesis of those, of our computers on board, these little phones we have now. So you went through that era. And so what did you do after the magazine?
After the magazines,
We call it IT today, and you call it DTN or
DTN
something?
DTN, Data Transmission Network, is the company that I went to work for.
Okay.
And then after only about 7 months working for them, they reorganized, like my previous job did in the publishing business. They reorganized, and the CEO came from Reuters. I couldn't remember Reuters the other day.
Okay, that's a new service.
Yeah, and he had a different kind of a vision for what he wanted that company to be, and he wiped out the whole marketing department.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we were all put out to the pasture, so to speak, right after the first of the year. That was after 9/11 happened, and things were pretty slow in the advertising and marketing business, but was unemployed for a while and then landed at Treasure Island Resort and Casino here in Red Wing.
Well, every time I hear that, I can't help. Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
Yeah.
That guy died that did that. The fellow that did the original one.
Yeah, I think he had an unfortunate passing.
Yeah. And so, anyhow, now you're going to go to work for a reservation, Indian tribe commission, and they are your employers, and they have an absolute, they're just totally absolute in everything they do. From these places, they're independent, they have their own police force, and when it comes to working there, I assume that their wages are pretty decent. And
it was equitable. They had a benefits package for the employees and that sort of thing. So yeah, it was a good place to work. And it was, for me personally, it was a breath of fresh air working in a facility like that, because you have what I was doing was promotions and events and entertainment.
And how did you get that job?
Well, my niece had worked at Mystic Lake Casino, and she knew that I was looking for something, and she had heard through the grapevine up there that there was a position open over at Treasure Island. So she called me, let me know that that was the deal, and so I thanked her and followed up on it, and ended up landing there. So
I would imagine there are plenty of people that wanted that job, and you won out on those people.
Yeah.
So now you got to do what?
Well, like I say, it was promotions and events and entertainment, working for them in their marketing department. And that was very interesting. It was more of a physical job probably than what
physical.
Because when you're setting up events and you're working on promotions down on the casino floor, you're carting around big drawing barrels and a lot of footwork on the floor and back and forth up and down the stairs into the marketing department and back down to the game floor again.
Did you ever get into the safe area?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had security clearance.
What does it look like?
Background checks. It's a large room with a bunch of people working in there, sorting money and stacking and doing what they have to do, of course, to keep things orderly. And
did you ever get to go into the TV room?
The security room, Monitor City.
How many people did he need to monitor, you know, four different areas?
There's all the areas are on camera, so there isn't anything that you can do that isn't seen by someone.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's several people involved in doing that process.
I got one time I left the machine and went to the bathroom and came back, and there was $99 on it, and I hit the button and nothing happened. I go, huh? Oh, well, there's not money in there. Somebody took my ticket.
Oh, no.
And I got disappointed, so I talked to security. And basically, they were able to find the guy that took the ticket, cashed it in, and left the building.
Wow.
And they asked me if I wanted to prosecute. I said, yeah, that's $99. It's my money.
Yeah.
They said, well, you'll have to get involved with the Red Wing police. They'll get in contact with you if we get this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like they almost knew who it was. And I never got contacted, so I was out $99, so I left.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, well, I mean, that happens.
Yeah, it does.
And so you also had a book bands, correct, entertainment?
When I was hired, one of the things that caught their attention and intrigued them about me and my previous experiences was the fact that I had played in bands and book bands, managed bands, that I had played in through the years, and that was the detail, strangely enough, that got me hired in that position, because they had a 12-week series of shows called the Island Talent Search, and they needed someone to manage that series of shows and review all the demos that were submitted and kind of go through them all, get acts picked to be able to compete in these shows.
And so they had to compete.
Well, kind of, yeah. That was the screening process to be able to be considered. And then contacting them all and choosing, you know, let them know that they were chosen to participate in these shows, give them their dates that they were going to be performing, and then coordinating contracts, getting contracts sent out to them for their appearance, and then coordinating their demos with the house band that we had contracted with, and then they would write the charts and the arrangements, and they'd show up the following Tuesday, and they'd come in the forenoon, usually mid-morning, 10 o'clock, and start doing their rehearsals. So they'd rehearse all day, basically, with the six acts that were going to perform in the show that night. And we, you know, provided lunch tickets for them. And
were you a member of the house band?
I was not a member of the house band, no. I was the guy behind the scenes on everything.
Well, speaking about behind the scenes, we couldn't get behind the scenes with you if it weren't for these great people here on KYMN Radio. Main Street, that's the name of the Moravian Church.
Oh, yeah.
Main Street.
Main Street Church, 8th and Division Street in Northfield, invites you to their 2018 Dinner and a Concert Series program. Concerts will be on the third Sunday of each month, January through June. A light supper will be provided starting at 5:30, with a concert starting at 7 o'clock. Something fun to do on a Sunday evening. Please come and join us. Dinner and concert is just $8. This month, the Back Porch String Band presents true string band music, real toe-tapping tunes with old-timey stringed instruments. Join us for the Back Porch String Band this Sunday at 5:30 at the Main Street Church.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental, letting you know that the doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Drive Dental has delivered for over 35 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and our newest addition to the practice, Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Hello, everybody. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Friday, February 18th, 2018. And in studio, I've got a fellow by the name of Robin Ness, where I've had him with me on two other occasions and also an appearance with his band a year ago. One of my questions I've always wondered, as the individual that are listening to and viewing tapes, CDs, the whole thing, and then you have to select so many from them to fill this talent show that TI is putting on. How soon do you know that you want that person or you don't want that person or group?
It's somewhat obvious fairly early on when you put something on and start listening to it. But there were other ones that I, you know, would have to listen to several times and balance listening to other ones against it and see, well, you know, this is a kind of a fine divider between these, but it was interesting.
So if they chose, if they were chosen, you mentioned contracts, do they get minimum appearance fees?
No, they were competing for cash prizes.
Oh.
So if they were chosen to be participating in this show in one of the series of 12 weeks, there'd be cash prizes for the top three that were picked by outside judges, impartial judges from the entertainment industry.
And you had six units performing?
Six performers.
And three would win money.
Yeah.
And the other three could say, hey, we played the main stage at Treasure Island.
Right. That's right.
Okay. And then you did that for 12 weeks, so then that you had to bring it down. Do you know of any particular individual or band or group that may have won or placed in the top three that went on to maybe get booked by Treasure
Well,
Island?
One of the acts that I selected to perform is a guy by the name of Nicholas David. And Nicholas David, a few years ago, appeared on, I think it was The Voice. He was a contestant on The Voice.
Yes.
And now he's, I think he's performing at the Dakota Jazz Club or someplace here in the Twin Cities. And I've seen him when I was working Yellow Pages work out in the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area. I noticed he was performing at the casino just outside of Sioux Falls at that time. That's a few years ago now. But
Do you have his telephone number?
No, I don't.
Can you get it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. I got. There's another gal that was on The Voice named Kat. I don't remember her last name. But anyhow, if you can get his number, I'd like to have him come down and do an interview.
Sure.
I think he lives in Rosemount. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. I know they're local. Yeah.
The bearded guy, a big surprise. He came in second, didn't he?
In The Voice.
Either second or first, I can't recall. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, by the way, the Yellow Pages. Straighten that out for me. If you don't buy an ad in the Yellow Pages and you're a plumber, they won't list you under plumbing. They may list your name like Jim's Plumbing.
Well, the caveat to that is that if you're a foreign account, there's local accounts and there's foreign accounts. If you're local, doing local exchange for the phone directory service area for the directory, you'd get a listing. You'd get a basic free listing, just a small print under a heading of your choice.
Oh, okay.
But if you were a foreign listing from outside the local area, then you would have to buy a listing to get into that directory.
Why is that lawyers like to buy the back page?
Well, it's high awareness level. When everybody puts their phone book down, sometimes they put it face down, and so their ad is staring at them.
Yeah. What type of business was your most prevalent or that you could say, you know, I'm going to get a half page out of this guy? Is it lawyers?
Well, you know, for a long time, lawyers and doctors, I think, too, were prohibited from advertising in Yellow Pages.
The late Pete Schmidt from Northfield, who practiced right down the road, block here, was president of the Minnesota Bar Association when they did pass their own integrity rule that they can advertise.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did that thing blast off for television and Yellow Pages. Were they the biggest advertisers, lawyers?
Well, oftentimes they are in any given market. Oftentimes they are. You want the impact. You want the size and color if you can afford the color, you know. Yeah, you want that impact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a nice voice.
Thank you.
We should play some music. Did you bring a CD?
I did.
I asked him to bring a CD, and he performed live with his guitar on two occasions, and I said, you know, the other day when you were here on, what was it, Tuesday or whatever, you sat through the entire 2 hours with that guitar on your lap, and we didn't get to playing the guitar and singing until about 10 minutes to go. Did you notice that? And there you were with that guitar, and I'm going, I should get this. But anyhow, I asked if you'd bring a CD, and that was very nice of you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to take this break, and then I'm going to play a cut off that CD, and I have to tell you, everybody's going to sing along with it.
All right. I hope so.
And I'm looking forward to it. We are going to play that CD in just a moment here on the Wayne Eddy Affair.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen.
Elsa, do you want to build a snowman?
Join Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Be a part of all the adventure, all the moments, and see Mickey, Minnie, Buzz, the Disney princesses, and more live on ice when Disney on Ice presents Frozen, the show worth melting for. Family-friendly ticket prices are available. Coming to Target Center February 28th through March 4th. Visit DisneyOnIce.com for details.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Get out of my room.
It's my room, too.
Why are you always in my business?
Are you always a dummy head?
Good one.
Mom, Lauren sarcastically complimented me.
Mom, Emily's on my side of the room.
Mom, we can't share a room any longer.
Stop complaining. I have to share a room with your baby brother and your father.
Is your family in need of more space? Let Professional Pride Realty in Northfield help guide you through the process of selling your current house and finding the home that is right for your growing family. Professional Pride Realty, providing good information so you can make good decisions.
You want to be entertained, folks? I'll tell you what, thanks to my music director, John Hiscox, I have met Robin Ness, and I learned that he is a local individual and that he plays with Chance Meeting, which performs in Northfield frequently. And I asked him to bring a CD of his music, and he delightfully did so. And I'm going to play a song, and I don't want to introduce it because I think people are going to go, oh, yeah, and they'll sing along in the car or wherever they are.
Sure.
And then you can tell me how that particular piece was chosen. And then we'll get back to Treasure Island and whenever it was after that, all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, live and in color from the studios of KYMN Radio, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Mr. Robin Ness. What you gonna do? Well, let me tell you right now, folks, that was Robin Ness on KYMN Radio, and that wasn't live. He did bring a CD that I requested, and I gotta ask you a question. Will you talk over this hook, because I really like the way it just kind of, you don't know where you're gonna go with it, and then all of a sudden you're playing a sudden, rather playing a song that most everybody can sing along with. Who's on the instruments here?
Neil Rawley's on the bass. John Hiscox is on the mandolin, and I'm on guitar.
Anyhow, I like that intro, and thank you for bringing that CD. And maybe we can do another one before the next 25 sure. minutes are over.
Sure.
Our guest this morning, Robin Ness. And Robin, I could ask you a million questions about Treasure Island. And, you know, you got to see the security room. You got to see the money. You got to bring in talent and all that. How often did you think to yourself, of the people that you brought in, the best of the best, that, you know what, I could do that?
You know, I never really thought in those terms, I guess. I was pretty pleased and happy doing what I was doing, okay. Again, behind the scenes, and coordinating and arranging for all that stuff going on. And that was fun all by itself. I didn't have any desire necessarily to go out on stage and do something myself.
Okay.
In that deal, it was fun watching.
So you had
else.
Outside judges.
Yeah, yeah. Other people from the entertainment industry were the outside judges.
And now, if we had done these interviews before that Treasure Island bit, you probably would have called me to come in and be a judge.
There you go. Yeah.
And then you ask me, "What key is this?" <I don't know. laughs> So did you get to know the winner? What kind of was it a group or who was it?
Yeah, the first place winner, you know, at the end of these series of weekly shows, then there was a grand finale, and that was for bigger money. There were three cash prize winners in each of the weekly shows. And then the first place winner from each of those 11 or 12 weeks of individual shows competed in one grand finale show against each other. So all the first place winners from their weekly rounds competed with each other then.
That must have taken all day.
All of these shows were all day events because of the rehearsals involved with the house band for each of the acts. So, and
what they win? What did they win weekly? What did they win for the finale?
Weekly, I think it was $500, $300, and $200. And the final, I think, was for $5,000, $1,500, and $1,000 or something like that, if I remember right. My mind's a little fuzzy.
You musicians will play for nothing.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's true, but that's problematic. There is value to music.
Well, we know that, but we also know, when I say we, is that if you would like to have a band that isn't totally in demand, that you guys hardly cover your costs and expenses of driving someplace, setting up, paying for the motel, the gas, and all that. Yeah. I mean, it's like hand to mouth.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, but then you can get a place like a Hairball. I mean, they fill Owatonna at the county fair there.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sold out.
Sure.
And, you know, we think about that for Defeated Jesse James days. Well, number one, we couldn't afford it. Or, yes, we could if we could sell the tickets. But number two, where are we going to put people?
Sure.
Because they draw huge crowds.
Sure.
So have you ever wanted to get into some genre other than basically bluegrass and country tones?
You know, we play enough variety with chance meetings. We, you know, do some blues and we do ballads and country and
what do you like?
Bluegrass.
What do you like best?
I enjoy it all, to be honest.
Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, I always enjoy blues.
Okay,
you know,
ever been to New Orleans?
Oh yeah, I was there on my honeymoon.
You were? Yeah. How long ago was that?
1980.
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
So did you go into the jazz clubs or the blues clubs?
Yep.
And were you doing music? Well, yeah, you were in high school in 75. You started, you were doing music. So did you ever say, boy, someday I'd like to be on this stage?
Not particularly.
Okay.
No.
A lot of horns.
A lot of horns there, yeah. Sure. Good jazz.
Okay. My guest this morning is Robin Ness. And Robin Ness, what about after Treasure Island? How long did you stay with them?
Well, I was at Treasure Island for, I think it was 2 or 2.5 years.
Oh, that's and, a while.
Initially, you know, like I mentioned, I was doing promotions, events, and entertainment. So get to work with national acts that we'd bring in to perform there.
Well,
and that sort
for,
of thing.
For example,
Lori Morgan. You're probably familiar with Lori Morgan.
Yes, yeah.
And Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, man. You know, she loves rock and roll.
She does, yeah. Indeed.
That had a that of course is not at the front entrance. That's a, that what do you call that stage? The stage.
The main stage.
When you walk in the door, there's a bar.
Oh, there's a lounge.
Okay, a lounge.
Yeah. Yeah, Parley. I think it was the Parley Lounge. I
yeah,
think it, you call it.
Joan Jett didn't perform there.
No, she performed on the main stage in the showroom.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you get to talk to her?
Oh,
everything?
Yeah. Yeah, arranged for a few special items that she wanted. So
what did she want?
She wanted some Gatorade. There was a specific flavor of Gatorade that she's partial to, and brown bread. She loved brown bread and peanut butter.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's really a lot of work to put on a show.
Yeah, a lot of details go into those things, any events over there. And that's what made it so interesting because we hosted car shows, the Minnesota Street Rod Association, that I'm sure you're familiar with your car and racing interests.
Yeah.
And the car clubs, like the Oldsmobile Car Club, the Corvette Car Club, we had big shows, and then they would bring their cars and show them off. They're pretty fancy stuff. And the boat shows down in the marina, Treasure Island's kind of unique that way that they've got the marina down on the Mississippi.
They had a big bass contest down there, too.
Yeah, I was there working at that.
Really?
Yeah, the bass fishing contest.
Did you get to meet George Anderson?
I don't remember who I got to meet there.
Well, that George was the CEO for the Minnesota State Lottery.
Oh, okay.
And he was the guy that was paying for everything.
Oh, is that right?
Out of the lottery.
Interesting.
Marketing budget.
Yeah.
And he was a devout bass fisherman.
Oh, okay.
And he was my buddy.
Oh, okay.
And we went fishing into Canada, and he came down and helped judge Let's Light Up Northfield during Christmas. We got in a limousine and drove around looking at all the about 30 places that entered the contest.
Cool.
So you probably met him and talked to him, but
yeah,
you don't
I mean,
know.
I didn't okay. realize I did. It probably at that time, okay. But Walmart was a big sponsor also.
Okay.
And it was televised. They had a bunch of TV crew people around filming and that kind of thing. That was interesting.
So did you decide to leave TI or did they find the
light? I decided to leave TI. While I was there, they had asked me for help because they knew I had sales experience also. They wanted me to help them on their sales catering and banquet side of their business. And so we did that. I helped them out and learned their software system, Daylight Software, and that's a lot of details that goes into the computer system on any events, whether they're weddings, parties, receptions, you name it.
Yeah, I've been on the other end where I'm coming to you and getting a bid and prices and negotiation and dates and all that.
Yeah.
And it is a whole lot of work for the individuals. You have to put your best foot forward.
Oh, yeah.
When people are coming in with a convention, you have to serve them the dinner.
Right.
Or two or three so they can choose.
Yep.
You have to kiss their...
That, too.
Yeah. Well, a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
Plus, what's really great about casinos is once you have that big banquet or big convention, they spend their spare time giving you more money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cool place to have an event like that.
My wife's years ago, I'll tell you when it was. It was when the Vikings lost to the New York Giants 41-0.
Ooh.
And her corporation had a regional meeting at Treasure Island.
Huh.
And, of course, they went to their meetings, and the spouses had all this free time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the suites were fantastic, and the food was terrific, and the help were really nice. Here I am giving a free commercial. After Treasure Island, then what?
Then I actually, before I left Treasure Island, I went to classes and got my insurance license.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had the idea that I ought to try my hand at Aflac, selling Aflac products. And they've got a lot of great products, help a lot of people in their time of need, and I thought that that makes sense. It was a win-win for employers as well as employees. And what I didn't fully realize and understand that the fact that they don't have reserved accounts, if you will, there's not a book of business that you go into necessarily to service, that it's all pretty much, you know, out the door and down on the sidewalk you go. And oftentimes you're the sixth Aflac person who's tried to come in and talk with them, and they're about ready to throw you out at that point, you know, as soon as you walk in.
So they throw the telephone book at you and say,
hey, that was a sign maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, serendipity there.
Yeah, and you know how hard it is for me not to do the Aflac thing?
No.
I'm not going to do it. I want to, but I'm not going to do it. So when you were selling it, was that part of their marketing strategy, having that Aflac duck talking?
Yeah, that was.
So when you would call on somebody and say, I'm from Aflac, would they, some of them, do the Aflac thing?
People always wanted to get in on the act on Aflac's duck, yeah.
Okay, and I'm not doing it. It's hard, but I'm not going to do it. So how long did you tolerate hitting the sidewalk?
Did that about 6 months.
Yeah.
And fortunately, my sales manager had me service some of her accounts, and that kind of kept me afloat for a little while anyway. But, yeah, it got to be pretty tedious, you know. And I thought the beautiful part of that was I could go anywhere in the state and make sales calls. I could do it. Wow. I could take my wife and kids on vacation, and they could have fun someplace, and I could go make some sales calls. But
now, was this in the cell phone era?
Yeah, yeah. At that
so
point,
you
it
could
was, yeah.
use your phone.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, that has to be tough. Has to be tough. But once you're ensconced, if that's such a word, and you can build your own clientele, it can be a good living and a rewarding living.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And it would be easier if you already had a line of insurance that you represented, and you sold Aflac products above and beyond that.
Yeah.
And that would be the way to do that. Certainly.
I'm looking at the clock, folks, and we will get in another song before 11 o'clock. And if we don't, we'll get it in right after 11 o'clock. We definitely want to hear what's the title of the... Well, let's save it, okay? So, Aflac, after Aflac.
After Aflac, I decided, I don't want to do that anymore. So I was out for a little bit thinking what I wanted to do, and then... Thrivent Financial took interest in me.
Okay.
And
Lutheran Brotherhood?
It used to be Lutheran Brotherhood, and then they merged with the AAL, I think it was. Anyway, it became Thrivent Financial, and they were pursuing me a little bit. I had a couple interviews with them in their regional office in Rochester, and I actually spent about $500 on the books to go through my Series 7 or whatever, the tests that you have to go through and get certified to be able to sell financial products of various kinds. And the week just before I was set to go off to that school, my brother-in-law called me from his office, and he was sitting across the desk with a gentleman from a Yellow Pages company, the telephone directory local out there. And they were looking for an ad sales rep. And so my brother-in-law thought of me, thankfully, and they called me while they were sitting there visiting. And so the gentleman visited with me on the phone about the job and what my experiences had been. And so he passed along the name of their sales manager, and I arranged a lunch meeting with her, and I was hired.
What year would this have been?
This, I think, was about... 2004, maybe?
Oh.
something like that.
Now, when you were doing this, did you have the long hair and the long beard?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
This is only the past 3 years that I started growing this.
Okay, is that so you never would go to work again?
Yeah, right. Yeah, insurance.
My guest this morning is Robin Ness, and he is a Northfielder. In addition to that, he is a member of the Chance Meetings, and that is a band. And so after the Yellow Pages...
Well, I worked that until I decided to retire.
Okay. And yeah. What age do you retire nowadays?
I hung it up at 57.
Holy cow.
I think I'd mentioned previously, Angel provided some care for my wife.
My daughter.
Your daughter.
Oh, by the way, she was just thrilled to hear from Betty by way of you.
Oh, well, thank you. And, yeah, greet her for us again. And she was very good. But anyway, so my wife is disabled, and she was home a lot by herself while I had to be on the road working, because telephone directory sales, Yellow Pages, is a road job. You're on the road every week. And eventually, she wanted me to be available and around the house more, and so I decided at that time that that was the right time. My dad passed away at 61, and he never got to retire at all. So I thought, maybe it's time. My road days, I'd get, it's not the easiest job in the world to get up and get out on the road all the time. Yeah,
I remember my dad did a. Well, if I were a policeman, they'd call it a ride along.
Mm-hmm.
And he came with me, and I'm down in Faribault and over in Cannon Falls and Randolph and Canyon and Elko New Market, knocking on doors.
Yeah.
And he says, "I could not do your job. I don't have the discipline. I would end up in a bar." And he did when he tried to sell insurance. Sure. Unfortunately, he liked his beer. But what about the deadline? I mean, that's got to be a pressure point.
Well, yeah, it is. It's nerve-wracking when you're in a market working on a particular telephone directory. You're working for the locally owned and operated telephone company, basically. And so, there's existing accounts that you need to meet with and renew and upgrade and, see whatever new they have going on with their businesses. Maybe they're providing new services or products that they would like to promote. And so every year is an opportunity to meet with everyone in person, take care of that for them. There's also new accounts. There's also new businesses that are new to the local exchange, and they need to be represented properly in their directory. So you have to service all these accounts with all their various needs and come with some ideas also for them and ask the right kinds of questions that would, divulge whether they have some needs that haven't been known before. Maybe they've got new competition in the area, and they need to be aware to stay on their toes so their competition doesn't eat their lunch. So they need to be a little more aggressive in their approach to things, maybe. There's different things, and, it was just a lot of stuff to do. But, yeah, you mentioned deadlines. There's always a deadline on a directory. Everybody has to have all their contracts and all their paperwork turned in before this deadline. And that's a kind of a high-stress thing, because some people don't like to return your calls. You have a rep call you. You leave a voicemail message on their answering machine or their cell phone. And some people are courteous to call you back. And, you explain that you're just calling to arrange a time, schedule an appointment to work with them.
So what about people that have a misprint, information that they didn't want, even a misprint on the telephone number? I imagine you got a few people calling you.
Yeah, fortunately that doesn't happen very often, okay. But yeah, you make it right for them the next
time. Now, the expense of that is printing it and mailing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have now made the white pages, so only people up to age 18 that never had an eye problem in their life can read it. People like you and I, you have to go find the magnifying glass. And that was to make fewer pages and therefore cut the cost of delivering that item.
Well, that's one way of doing it. We did not make everything so tiny that you can't read it.
Like they are today.
Like some books are today. I could name books, but I'm not going to. But our company was very conscientious and realized that people, when they refer to the phone directory, they want to be able to read and see what it is that they're looking for. And so we always kept the print very legible.
We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and play that other song.
Okay.
Robin Ness is my guy. He is a Northfielder, and he is a member of Chance Meetings. And I found him through my music director, John Hiscox. And I learned that there are a lot of different guitars. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine yesterday, we went out and had lunch, and he showed me his guitar. And I forget what the name of the guitar was, but it was acoustic as well as you can plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
And had four strings. And mm-hmm. What do you play?
Well, I play bass, which is a four-string guitar.
That's
basically
what he does.
But yeah, there's tenor guitars, I think, that have four strings on them, too.
Yep, and there's Fenders and Martins and Gibsons and Gretsch and Taylor and Luthier.
And Luthiers are the builders.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, whatever, it wasn't one of those. Okay, this final break on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, a friend you can count on, 10:55 on a Friday morning.
Don't let a dead battery leave you stranded this winter. When a warning light comes on, it may already be too late. Visit your Napa Auto Care Center for a battery check and make sure your battery is up to the challenge. Need a replacement? Your Napa Auto Care dealer can make it easier on your wallet with a Visa gift card valued at up to $20 on the purchase of a Napa Legend or Napa Premium battery. Visit Witt Brothers Service at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield for full details.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental of Northfield. The doctors Becky Johnson, John Nowak, Brian Craby, and Tyler Yonke would like to remind you that February is Dental Health Month. New patients in the month of February will receive a free exam and necessary x-rays. The doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental would love to see your smile. You can find us on the web at ProfessionalDriveDental.com or give us a call at 507-645-5264.
The Denizens Lions Club presents the Flakeout Festival and Winter Parade this Saturday. Lions members will be selling $5 raffle tickets for a chance at a $500 first place cash prize. There will be a barbecue cook-off beginning at 7 a.m. on Main Street, and a euchre tournament with 100% payout begins at 12:30. The Dazzle Parade with lighted floats and tractors starts at 6:30 p.m. For a full list of events, check out the Denizens Lions Facebook page and also the KYMN calendar of events. So check out the Flakeout Festival and Winter Parade this Saturday in Denizen.
Let us help you maximize your earnings with a certificate of deposit from Community Resource Bank. Invest in a 60-month CD at 2% or a 48-month at 1.75 annual percentage yield, or choose a 54-month bump option at 1.70% APY. Get the best deposit rates around with Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Good bankers, good friends. $25,000 minimum deposit required. Penalty for early withdrawal may reduce earnings. Other rates and terms are available. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. 1080 on that AM dial for nearly 50 years. Wow. And, of course, now 95.1 FM, the one, KYMN. Well, we're going to play another selection from a CD that Robin Ness made specifically for this KYMN radio show. And Robin, should I just start it up and have people say, I know that song?
I recorded this kind of to tie in a little bit with a point of interest that you made the other day when we were visiting, as well as it's a little bit of an audio Valentine.
Okay. We'll get that going right now here on the Wayne Eddy Affair.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you.